Blog Talk Radio.
Andenya, kasenyo iska arb baluta kenoch zawater yemi bal. Said on the days from Monday to Friday. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit beta Christian. Gidda gdaochish lepazion in kwe etegetu nacho. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit beta Christian. Peace be to you, our mother, O honorable church. Thy walls are embroidered with topaz. Peace, salam, shalom be to thee, our mother, O honorable church.
Psalm 48. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion, and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, 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 forever.
Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi. Inflatia!
The whole praises is due for help.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice.
shall never live on bread alone. Let us steal away and seek the throne. The solitude of creation will offer some prevention. Let us steal away.
Jabby with prayer and meditation. Here. The Rastafari podcast here on the Monday, the moon day right here, meditation Monday. We have today's daily psalm right here. Psalm 2. Very, very important psalm in considering all the signs of the time and also the coronation of the King Messiah of Karmawi. Negus and Neges, the Pearl Madison, Kadamawi, Haile Selassie. Psalm 2, today's daily psalm, and here. And I and I ate sabbatical study here for this Shabbat strong. Here. Why Yishlach. And he sent, right here. Prayer and meditation. That was Solomon Jabi right there with prayer and meditation here on Ministry Monday. Mellow Mondays, Meditation Monday. We're going to zoom in on today's daily psalm, Psalm 2, concerning the King, even the King of Kings, crowned upon Mount Zion. Yes, I.
I. አቤቱ ወደ ፈተናም አታግባን ከክፉሉ አድነን እንጂ መንግሥት ያንተ ናትና ኃይል ምስጋና ለዘላለም.
The Lord's Prayer in English, Ge'ez and Amharic. After this manner, therefore pray ye. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Ge'ez, Abune Zebe Samayat, Yitkaddes Simika, Timsat Mengistika, Weikun Fekareka, Bekama Besamai Kamahu Bemedir, Sisayene, Zalele Eletene, Habene Yom, Hedig Leni, Abesane, Wagagayene, Kemene Hineni, Nhedig Lezi Abese Lene, Etabiane, Exio, Wistem and Sut, Allah de Hanene, Ovalehane, Imkulu, Okui, Ismi, Ziake, Ye Itamangis Hail, Wasabhat La Alam, Alam, Amen. Amharic, Abata Chinhoi, Besamai Mutinor, Semeik Eddas, Mangustetimta, Fakade Besamind Honech, Indihumba Medir Tuhun. የዕለት እንጀራችንን ስጠን ዛሬ በደላችንንም ይቅር በለን እኛም የበደሉን ይቅር እንደምንል አቤቱ ወደ ፈተና አታግባን ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ መንግስት ያንተ ናትና ኃይልም ክብር ምስጋና ለዘላለም አሜን
Patrick me Sharon my Benzigo walk out from the fire and you never get burned yeah Our Father who art in heaven, always be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive those the trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all those evils. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory. Forever and ever. Yeah. Patrick B. Sharana Bendigo. We're cast in the fire and they never get burned. Yeah. Our Father who art in heaven. Always be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive those the judgment against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all those evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever, yeah. For and glory, y'all. Patrick Misha, Ronald Bendigo. Gospel of fire, and they never get burned. Yeah. Daniel will cast from the lion's den, and yet he will deliver. Yeah. All the way be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, yeah. For I'll keep those that trust us against us, yeah. Patrick Misha, Patrick Misha, Patrick Misha, Rana Bendigo. We'll cast through the fire and the little bit burn.
Imperial Majesty, as a figure of world importance, and probably one of the best known men in the whole world today, I should like to ask you this question. What meaning can the birth of Christ have for the nations of the world today?
As I said before, the birth of Christ is celebrated all over the world. When I say in the whole world, it does not mean that all people would observe it in the same manner. In all the places that I have visited, including the Muslim and the Buddhists, we have seen the observance. But for Christians, it is an act conducted with love.
Your Imperial Majesty, you have done us great honor, and also all the people who will listen to this broadcast, by giving us the opportunity to speak with you this day. And all those who are listening should know that this conversation was held in the Imperial Palace at Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, with His Imperial Majesty, the Emperor of Ethiopia, Haile Selassie I. And we thank you and wish you God's blessing in all the days to come.
Thank you.
ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስን እንድንከተል የሚያደርገን
when Jesus Christ was born from Virgin Mary, from that time on he lived an exemplary life, a life which men everywhere must emulate. This life and the faith that he has taught us assures us of salvation, assures us also of harmony and good life upon earth. Because of the exemplary character of the life of Jesus Christ, it is necessary that all men do their maximum in their human efforts to see to it that they approximate as much as they can the good example that has been set by him. It's quite true that there is no perfection in humanity. From time to time, we make mistakes. We do commit sins. But even as we do that, deep in our heart as Christians, we know we have a chance of forgiveness from the Almighty. He taught us that all men are equal, regardless of sex, their national origin and tribe. And he also taught us, all who seek him shall find him. To live in this healthy life, a Christian life, is what makes me follow Jesus Christ.
Imperial Majesty, what advice would you give a person who is considering the claims of Christ, perhaps for the first time?
I would tell a person that's considering the claim of Christ for the first time that it is necessary to have faith in the Almighty, that it's necessary to have love, and that it's necessary to conduct oneself in a manner that we have been taught to do in the Bible. I would advise him to read and to study the Bible. I would also advise him to seek secular knowledge. For the more one knows, the more he realizes the need for a prime mover, the need for a creator. A creator who's good, and the need for salvation and also for peaceful life upon earth. I'll also tell him to learn and to think for himself the ways he would serve the Lord. In this thought and in this undertaking of his, he will inevitably find the way of serving his fellow men. For his faith would then be manifested by his conduct. If Christians behave in this way, if we dedicate ourselves to this continental task, then we will have a peaceful world and will be assured of not transgressing against the will and the commandments of God.
Your Imperial Majesty, are there any incidents in your life which stand in your memory as times when faith in Christ sustained you?
There are many instances in my life where the belief in the Almighty and the Christian faith has sustained me, times of trouble and difficulties. No matter what may befall a human being, he can always succeed in overcoming it in time if he has the strength of faith and praise to God. For inevitably, he comes to the assistance of those that believe in him and those that through their work live an exemplary life. This goes not only for Christians in my view, but for all men. I think God commiserates with those that find themselves in misfortune.
Today's daily song, we have psalm time according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings, Kedemal, Haile Selassie, HaKadosh, Baruchu, Baruch Hashem, 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 Hashem.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Psalm 2. Why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, Let us break their bands asunder, and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. 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 Trust in him.
איש יתנו מלכי הארץ ורוזנים נוטו יחד על אדוני ועל משיחו Baby.
נוצרו שופטי הארץ, עבדו את אדוני בעירה וגילו בירי אדם, נשקו בפנינה ותורדו דרך, כבר כמעט אפו אשרי כל חוצה בו, אשרי כל חוצה בו, אשרי כל חוצה בו.
For my next number, I'd like to return to the classics.
لما رغش وغيم والأميم يهجريك يتيصفو مالخيرس ورزني منوسد ويحد على أدوناي وعلى مشيحو ننتقى اتموصرتيمو ونشليخ ممنو عبوتيمو يوشيب بالشماي مسحاق أدوناي العغلامو אז ידבר אלימו ואפו ובחרונו יבהלימו ואני נסחתי מלכי על ציון הר קודשי אספרה אל חוק אדוני אמר אליי בני אתה אני היום ילידתיך שאל ממני ואתן הגויים נחלתך ואחוזתך הארץ תרועם בשבט ברזל ככלי יוצר תנפסם ועתה מלכים השכילו יווסרו שופטי הארץ עבדו את אדוני ביראה וגילו ברעדה נשיקו בר פן ינף ותובדו דרך כי יבער כמעט אפו אשרי כל חוסבו.
Today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and after the order of Melchizedek, Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings, weep not, behold, Kadamawi, Haile Selassie. Yes, I, today's daily psalm, a plot against Jah's anointed, the bait psalm, the second psalm in the cipher, in the Sefer Tehillim, the bait psalm, or Psalm I, yes, I, Rastafari, Psalm I, the second psalm, the bait psalm, and it's themed the plot against Jah's anointed, a plot against Yod-Heh-Weh-Yah. He who be who he be is anointed. A plot against Jah's Christ, against Elohim's Moshiach. Now commentators, both ancient and modern, both the ancient and the modern commentators, many of them differ. They differ in their opinions and thoughts as to whether the subject of the psalm, today's daily psalm, the second psalm, is the messianic or historical king. And if it's the latter, if it's the historical king, they ask the question, well, who was he? We'll tell you who he be. He be who he be. His divine majesty. Yes, I. Rashi's comment is this, that our rabbis expounded as relating to King Messiah. Our rabbis, the Rebbeinot, they expounded as relating to King Messiah, related to Melech HaMoshiach, related to Negus Messiah, the Negus Messiah, the King Messiah. But according to its plain meaning, it is proper to interpret it in connection, firstly, at least foremostly, for I and I of the Royal Order, with David, with David, in light of the statement that we find in 2 Samuel 5 and 17. 2 Samuel 5 and 17, and when the Philistines, when they heard that David was anointed king, Melech, Negus, over Israel, all the Philistines, they went up to seek David. They went up to seek David. This is what we have in 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 17. Now, the succession to the throne of Israel, the man who sees the true good, the true God, Yasharel, it became the occasion of a political crisis which threatened the country with war, right? And we have also Haile Selassie's war, right? That Davidic king. Now, the theme of the psalm is an exemplification of the proverb. What proverb do we have that this, today's daily psalm, the Beit Psalm, the second in the cipher, in the Sefer Tehillim, is an exemplification, example of the proverb that man proposes and Jah disposes. Amen. That man proposes, but Jah, the true good, the true God, disposes. So if this is part of Psalm 1, some say as a continuation of Psalm 1, right, which is a key as well, we and I and I may best regard it as an application of the lesson, the trials, the temptation, the testing, and then the baraka, the blessing, but first the application of its lesson to the national sphere. You see, Psalm 1, the first psalm, first mizmor in the cipher, in the Sefer Tehillim, it deals with the two ways of individuals, the two ways of the indivisible dual, the individuals. Psalm 2, today's daily psalm right here, the Beit Psalm, it deals with the two ways for peoples, for nations, for groups, you know, for like corporate kind of entities, groups and nations and peoples. So now, is this a messianic psalm? But of course, but it's in context from its groundation, getting to a good groundation, right? Getting a good understanding, an iditate and a meditation, a silent prayer and a reflection to get a good understanding. And when you come to the overstanding, you'll see the way, you know, Yahweh, truth and life, and the two ways. Before every man that is set, two ways, and the Hebraic, the two truths. So the first psalm, Psalm 1, is a psalm of the two ways. It's the introductory to the entire psalter, into the entire cipher, the Sefer Tehillim. Psalm 2, today's daily psalm, is a psalm of Hamelech of Negus, even Negus Neges, the Ethiopia, even of the king. 1, the king is rejected. 2, the king is established. 3, the king reigneth over the nations, and he shall reign for ever and ever. So the second psalm gives us the order of the establishment of the kingdom, the Malkut, the Mengist of Negus and Neges. It gives us the order of the establishment of the kingdom. This psalm has six parts, and here we're referring to the Scofield Study Bible notes as well as the Sefer Tehillim, just to get an overview right here for the overview of the Tehillim, today's daily psalm, the introduction, to get a good groundation, a good understanding. As Psalm 47 and 7 says, give praise with understanding, right, the groundation. So here, today's daily psalm, Psalm 2, the second psalm in the order, the six parts. One, the rage of the Gentiles, the rage of the Goyim, the rage of the nations, whether it is the League of Nations, right, in that prophecy fulfilled, the League of Nations, or in these latter days and times of the united Goyim, the united Gentiles, the united nations, there's a rage, an insane rage of the Goyim, of the nations and the nation states, the vain imagination of, quote, the people, end quote. Who are the people, end quote? Some say the people are the Jews. The rage of the Gentiles and the vain imagination of the peoples. Can we say Jah peoples? And the antagonism of rulers, the antagonism of the rulers, the earths, the rulers of the earth, the kings of the earth, so to speak, the rulers, the powers that be presently, against Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, against Yahuwah's, against Jehovah's anointed, against Yahweh's Christ, Yahweh's anointed. We have this in verses 1 to 3. Now, the inspired interpretation of this, we find it in the Brit Chadasha, in the Hadith Kidan, the Hadith Al Kidan, in the New Covenant, in Acts, Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, verses 25 to 28. And there, in Acts chapter 4, verses 25 to 28, it asserts its fulfillment in the crucifixion of Christos, Christos of Christ, of HaMoshiach, of the Messiah, in the first advent of the Bein Elohim Chayim, of the Son of the Living God, the Living Good, the True God. Yes? The second part of today's daily psalm is the derision of Yahuwah, of he who be who he be, in verse 4, that men should suppose or assume, should assume it possible to set aside his covenant, that John's covenant is possible, like it's not possible, but they assume that it's possible to set aside John's covenant. We have 2 Samuel, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 8 to 17, and to set aside not only the covenant, not only the covenant, they assume that, which is not possible, but they think it's possible to set aside the covenant, his covenant, John's covenant, and the oath, the oath. We have it in Psalm LXXXIX, in Psalm 89, verses 34 to 37. That brings us to the third part of today's daily psalm, the Beit Psalm, the second in the cipher, Psalm 2. And that is the vexation. The vexation. The vexation, verse 5, fulfilled. First, in the destruction of Yerushalayim, of Jerusalem, of Jerusalem, Allah Salaam, circa 70 A.D., A.D. 70. If you have not read Chabarim, brothers and sisters and others, from Babylon to Timbuktu by Rudolf R. Windsor, we implore, we beseech you, get a read, so you can understand the significance of I and I and we. The Hebrews, the so-called N-word, we the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah, concerning Jerusalem and concerning, in particular, 70 A.D., which in today's daily psalm at verse 5 is that vexation fulfilled. Firstly, in the destruction of Jerusalem, A.D. 70, and in the final dispersion of the Jews, the black Jews, we the black Jews in this so-called African and Western Gentile dispersion diaspora here in the Americas and throughout the Caribbean, I say Americas, North and South America, but the epicenter, of course, scripturally, biblically, is this North country. That's why all the tribes trying to get here quick, fast, immigration, over land, over sea, trying to get to this spot, this North country, because there's a lot that's going to go down. Babylon going to go down, down, down. Babylon is falling, you know? It's falling. So we have the vexation, firstly, the destruction of Jerusalem, the temple of Jerusalem, 70 AD, and then dispersion of the Hebrews, or the so-called in latter days and time, the N-words, the Negroes, and all the other by-words. The dispersion of the Yehudi, the Jews at that time. And to be fulfilled more completely in the tribulation, these latter days and time, the latter days and times of the Gentiles, of the Goyim, of the nations. It's the end of the nation states. So you want to cling on to, hold on to a nation state, even American nation state, go ahead. You can do so, but it's the tribulation. Matthew 24:29, which immediately precedes the return of the king. The return of the king. Now, if you come at the king, you better not miss, but they missed. So the return of Hamalek, even Negus and the guests, we have Matthew 24:30. The fourth of the six parts of today's daily psalm, just to get an overview right here. The fourth is the establishment of the rejected king. The establishment of the rejected king upon Zion. Now we have a foreshadowing of this. Do we not? Don't we have that in what occurred with the King of Kings upon the African Zion, Ethiopia? Right, 5 years to the very day, the establishment of the rejected king upon Zion, verse 6. The fifth part of today's daily psalm is the subjection of the earth to the king's rule, to Hamalek's rule, even Negus and Negest's rule, in verses 7 to 9. And here's where those of the new line and that precious name, those who are truly born again, right, in and through the King of Kings Christ, and have received, right, that new name, that precious name of Rastafari, here's where I and I co-labor, right? Is it that fifth point, the subjection of the earth to the king's rule in verses 7 to 9, and this brings us forward to the sixth part, and that's the present appeal, word, sound, power, the present appeal to the world powers and the powers that be presently, right? The powers that be, the world powers. You have this in verses 10 to 12. Now, there are other messianic psalms as well, but this right here, is the first of the messianic psalms. We have the first of the messianic psalms in today's daily psalm, the Beit Psalm, the second psalm, and there's a footer that goes through some of the other messianic psalms as well, but not to even go forward and further in that right now, just to kind of receive this word and meditate on today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, the Beit Psalm, a plot against Jah's anointed, against Jah's, Yahweh's Messiah, a plot against Christ, even Christ in his kingly character, which brings us to this item from today's psalm, right? Give you an overview, and this is the final verse of today's daily psalm. Nashukubar pena ye enough witovadua derek. Kiss the son, lest he shall be angry. And you perish in the way. Tovadu, Witovdu, Derek, Witovdu, Derek. You perish in the way. Kia Yivar, Yibara, Kima At, Kima Atapo. For his wrath may soon, when his wrath is kindled, but the liko may soon be kindled. Ashrei kol Jose Bau. Ashrei, happy. Ashrei, happy. The beatitudes, the beautiful attitude, the Ashrei. Some say blessed, but it's not the Baruch bless. It's Ashrei. Happy, the beatitude happy. Ashrei, kol Jose Bau. Kol Jose Bau. Happy are all they that take refuge, are all who take refuge. Bau, kol Jose Bau. Jose, 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 kol Jose Bau. Some render that as, blessed are the ones yielding upon him. KJV translates this as, blessed are all they that put their trust in him. And here again we have a key. Here again we have a key, and in the Scofield Study Bible they kind of zoom in on that. Happy are all they. Happy are all they. The psalm it fulfills with the same note as that struck at the beginning of the first psalm. The first psalm in the cipher, in the Sefer Tehillim, that is Psalm 1. That this second psalm, it ends where the first one begins. From a Hebraic, a Judaic point of view, we connect these two psalms. These two psalms are connected even by virtue of that word sound, Ashrei. The first psalm begins, Ashrei Ha'ish, happiness, the happiness of the Ish. Note that it didn't say Ashrei Ha'adam. No, it says Ashrei Ha'ish, the higher man, the higher man, the Ish. The phrase is frequently used in the Bible, the scriptures. It signifies either the pleasurable effect of Jah's material bounty, the material wealth, the material prosperity of he who be who he be. Some say or, we say and the spiritual irritical, the psycho-spiritual joy and the tranquility of heart, that shalom, that peace, which result from trustfulness, in him. In the Psalms, the latter sense, this latter sense more than the material prosperity prevails in the psalm. But it does not exclude the material, the physical, the five-cycle prosperity, as some counterfeit Christian and others might have led you to believe or have sought to belie Eve. Now, it is also said that happy is the man. Right? Happy is the man, and why are the nation in the uproar? They form one psalm. So Psalm 1 and Psalm 2, they form one psalm. Some confirm this view and say that every psalm, every mizmor, every chant, every intonation which was dear to David, a man after the Lord's own heart, he opened with Ashrei, 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 happy. And like I said, Ashrei is the beatitude, blessed, where the Moshiach, Yeshua Hanotri Adonenu Roenu, when he said the beatitude, the Hebrew is, when he says blessed, he's not saying Baruch bless, he's saying Ashrei, that state of heart and mind, that perfect peace. So David, it is said that every psalm that was dear to David, he opened with Ashrei and he concluded with Ashrei. He opened with Ashrei, happy, as it is written, Ashrei Ha'ish, happy is the man, and he concluded with Ashrei, happy, as it is written, happy Ashrei are all they that take refuge, all they that take refuge in him. Ashrei kol Jose Bau. And so here we zoom in on the Scofield note connected with trust. Blessed are all they that take refuge, right, from the more Hebraic, but we have a sense of trust in the KJV. Trust is the characteristic Old Testament word for the New Testament words and ideas of faith and belief and belief. It occurs 152 times in the Old Testament, and it's the rendering of the Hebrew words signifying to take refuge. So the rendering of the Hebrew words, as we have call Jose, Jose Bo, Jose Bo, call all, call Jose, all that trust, all that take refuge, Bau, 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 not Bo, but Bau, Bau, it's a wow, woo, woo, in him, all those that take refuge in him. So we have this in Ruth 2 and 12, to take refuge in Psalm 56 and 3 to lean on, in Psalm 22 and 8 to roll on, roll on, roll on, roll on, to roll on, in Job 35 and 14 to stay upon. So, Ashrei kol Jose ba'u.
מזמור ב' למה רגשו גויים ולאומים יהגו ריק, יתייצבו מלכי ארץ ורוזנים נוסדו יחד על אדוני ועל משיחו. ננתקה את מוסרותמו ונשליחה ממנו אבותמו. יושב בשמיים יצחק, אדוני ילעג למו. אז ידבר אלמו ואפו, ובחרונו יבהלמו. ואני נסחתי מלכי על ציון הר קודשי. אספרה אל חוק, אדוני אמר אלי, בני אתה, אני היום ילידתיך. שאל ממני ואתנה גויים נחלתך, ואחוזתך אף שארץ. תרועם בשבט ברזל, ככלי יוצר תנפצם. ועתה מלכים השכילו, היווסרו שופטי ארץ. עבדו את אדוני ביראה, וגילו ברעדה. נשקו בר פן יענף, ותובדו דרך, כי יבער כמעט אפו, אשרי כל חוסבו.
Yes, 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 yes. Here, just a little deeper here on today's daily psalm, very important psalm here, as the psalms can be seen in almost not chronological order, but as we study the psalms, certain main points and principles and keys are brought out, especially in the earlier psalms, that are more elaborated on in the later psalms. But once again, from the KJV, right here, here, here.
Psalm 2. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and ye perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Trust in him. Trust in him. Trust in him. For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this speaking to this speaking.
Psalm 2, Montanus. Lomo rogshu goyim. Ut quid tumultuata sunt gentes. Lomo rogshu goyim. Uluumim yehegurik. Et populi meditabuntur inane. Uluumim yehegurik. Yis yatsvu astabunt, yis yatsvu malchei erets. Reges terrae, malchei erets. Verosnim, naustu yochad. Et principes consultent pariter, it est consultent conciliabundur. Verosnim naustu yochad al Adonoi ve al Meshicho. Adversus dominum et adversus unctum eius. Nennat deco es monstro seimo. Dirumpamus vincleorum. Nennatco es monstro seimo. Venashlicho mimenu avosemo. Et priciamus a nobis funes eorum. Venashlicho mimenu avosemo. Yoshev bashomoyim yishok. Habitans in Kailis ridebit. Yoshev bashamoyim yishok. Adonai yilag lomo.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people.
Lama rakshu goyim, ulumim yehigurik. Why do the heathen rage? Aliyah wa wa Allah mashiho. Again, chapel. And again, Mashiho, against his anointed. Psalm 2, first, and a portion of the second verse. Here, for a Midrash, today's daily psalm. Mizmor Beit. The second psalm. Wherefore, why? Lama rachu goyim. Why do the heathen rage? Lama rachu goyim. Al Yahuwah wa al Mishiho. Against Jehovah and against his anointed. Against Mishiho. 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 Lama rakshu goyim, ulumim yehgurik. Why do the heathen rage? Ali Yahuwah, we Allah Mishcho, 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 Mishcho. Lama rakshu goyim. Ulumim yehgurik. Why do the heathen rage? Ali Yahuwah wa Allah Mishcho against Jehovah and against Mishcho, against his anointed. Psalm 2, first, and a portion of the second verse. Here for a midrash, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Beit, second psalm, wherefore, why, Lama Rakshu Goyim, why do the heathen rage? Lama rakshu goyim. Al Yahuwah wa al Mishcho, against Jehovah and against his anointed, against Mishcho. Elsewhere, this is what the scripture says. The wicked, the ratchet are like the troubled sea, whose waters cast up mire and dirt, in Isaiah 57:20. Like the sea whose mire and dirt are upon its shore, so the foulness of the wicked, the rishayim, the ratchet, is upon their lips. Thus, like this, Pharaoh said in Exodus 5:2, who is Yahuwah, who is Jehovah, that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? And when it is said of Sisera that for 20 years he mightily oppressed, rephrase, downpressed the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, in Judges 4:3. By mightily is meant blasphemously and revilingly, as is written and suggested by verse. Your words have been all too mighty against me, against I, saith Yahuwah, saith Jehovah, in Malachi 3:13. And Sennacherib spoke foully in 2 Kings 18:33-35. Hath any of the gods of the nations of the Goyim ever delivered this his land out of the hand of the king of Assyria, that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, should deliver Yerushalayim out of my hand? And Nebuchadnezzar spoke foully in Daniel 3:14-15. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who is the God that shall deliver you out of my hand? Another comment on Lama rakshu goyim, ulumim yehgurik, yita yatsvua malke eretza, we roznima nosudua yachada ali Yahuwah wa alam shaho. Why do the heathen rage? The kings of the earth set themselves, yita yatsvua malke eretza, against Jehovah and against his anointed. Al Yahweh wa Allah Mashiho. Elsewhere, this is what scripture says in Isaiah chapter 40, verses 22 and 23. It is he that sitteth above the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that bringeth princes to nothing, to nothing. Therefore, whom do the wicked, the ratchet resemble? Grasshoppers trapped in an urn, flinging themselves upward, only to fall down. So shall it be with the wicked, so shall it be with the ratchet. Rav Yehuda Bar Nachmani commented, after the generation of the flood, the next generation said, according to the words of Genesis 11 and 4, come, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach to heaven. Ought not the next generation have profited from the experience of the preceding one? Yet, even in the Olam Haba, in the time, the world to come, Gog and Magog will set themselves against Jehovah and against his anointed and against his Christ, against Mashiach, only to fall down. David, foreseeing this, said, Lama rakshukoyi ulumim yahgurik yitayatsu amalke eretsa witrosnima no sudu yahad ali yahuwa wa al mashiho. Why do the heathen rage? Peoples imagine the same thing. The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against Jehovah and his anointed, his Moshiach, Messiah, his Christ. Another comment on the wicked, the ratchet, are like the troubled sea. Isaiah 57 and 20. As a wave rises out of the troubled sea and rears up as though to flood the whole earth, yet falls flat on the sand when it reaches the shore. So, whenever one heathen nation joins with another to harm the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Yisrael, the children of Israel, the Israelites, it will fall before them. The heathen of the earth, the Goyim, the Gentiles, the international community, resemble the sea. As is said, the wicked, the ratchet, are like the troubled sea. And the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, resemble the sands of the sea. As is said in Hosea 2 and 1, the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, shall be as the sand of the sea. You find that Nimrod, Namrud, and his allies joined together against Abraham, but they fell before him. For, as the scripture says in Genesis 14:15, the night itself contended against them. Abimelech fell before Yitzhak, Esau and Lavan and Laban before Yaakov, Paro, Pharaoh and Mitzrayim and Egypt before the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites. And the same is true of many others mentioned in scripture and in the Olam Haba, in the time to come, the world to come. Gog and Magog will fall before the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel. Foreseeing their fall, David cried out, Lama rakshugoyim, why do the heathen rage? Yitayatsubu malche eretz, the kings of the earth set themselves. Aliyah wa al mashho. Set themselves against Jehovah and against Mashiach, his anointed. Why do the heathen rage? Lama ragshu goyim. Rav Yitzchak Isaac observed, when a man says to his friend, why dost thou this or that? His friend gets angry. Yet the righteous say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He. Lama rakshu goyim? Why do the goyim, the heathen, the Gentiles, the international community, the nationalities rage? And Elohim does not get angry, and the righteous are not punished. And why are the righteous not punished? Because they seek no boon for themselves, no good for themselves, but only for the Bnei Yisrael, but only for the children of Yisrael. Ulo umim yehigu rik. The people imagine a vain thing. Ulo umim yehigu rik. Rav Ivo commented, all the raging of the wicked, of the ratchet, their wearying of themselves, is in vain, as is said in Habakkuk 2 and 13. The people labor for the fire, and the nations weary themselves for vanity. But the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, they shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for trouble, according to Yeshayahu, Isaiah 65:23. The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against Jehovah and against his anointed. Yitayatzavu malke eretza u roznim. When the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, the sons of Israel, will come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, with complaints against their enemies, He will answer according to Lamentation 3:63, I shall deliver them into your hands. Quote, I shall break their power, end quote. As it is said in Genesis 14:20, El Elyon, God the Most High, hath delivered thine enemies into thy hand. Should it be reported to Ha'adon Moshiach, the Lord Messiah, in the Olam Hava, in the time to come, the world to come, quote, a certain land is in rebellion against thee, the I, end quote. He will say, let locusts come and smite it, as is said in Yeshayahu, Isaiah 11 and 4, he shall smite the land with the rod of his mouth. Or should it be reported to him, quote, a certain province is in rebellion against thee, the I? He will say, may the angel of death, of Mavet, of Mot, come and slay, and so destroy it, as is said, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked, the ratchet. And when the kings of the heathen, the goyim, the Gentiles, the nation, the international community see how great is their affliction, they will come and bow down to Ha'adon Mashiach, to the Lord Messiah, as is said in Yeshayahu in Isaiah 49:23. They shall bow down to thee with their face to the earth and lick up the dust of thy feet. Against Jehovah and against his anointed. Aliyah, Oah, Wa'al Mashiho. Was Korah, who murmured against Aaron, the anointed of Jehovah, because of the kahuna, the priesthood. Moses said, quote, if Achiv, my brother, Aaron, had taken the kahuna, the priesthood, on his own, you would have acted properly in murmuring against him. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, to whom greatness, sovereignty, and power belong, gave it to him. Therefore, any man who sets himself against Aharon sets himself against none, no one other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isla One, blessed be he. Hence, here it is said, against Jehovah and against his anointed. Another comment on against Jehovah and against his anointed. By way of the parable, the mashal, the proverb of a mighty man who lived in a certain land, an army about to invade the land, but fearful of the mighty man, took counsel, saying, quote, what must we do? Come, let us first slay the mighty man and then fight against the land. Likewise speak kings and rulers of the earth, of the earthly plane. Rav Berechiah said in the name of Rav Levi, cursed be the wicked, the ratchet, who contrive dark counsel against Yisrael, against Israel. Each one boasting, quote, my counsel is better than thine, end quote. Esau said, quote, Cain was a fool, for he slew his brother Abel while his father was still alive. Did not Cain, Ayan, know that his father would be fruitful and multiply and would beget Seth? I shall not act so unknowingly when, according to the words of Genesis 27:41, the days of mourning for my father are at hand. I will slay my brother. I will slay my brother Yaakov and inherit his portion. Paro, Pharaoh said, quote, Esau was a fool in saying, let the days of mourning for my father be at hand. Did he not know that while his father was alive, his brother Jacob would be fruitful and would multiply? I shall not act so unknowingly under the very birth stools of their mothers while they are yet newborn infants. I shall smite the B'nai Yisrael, the sons and children of Israel. So, in saying, according to Exodus 1:10, let us deal wisely. Paro, Pharaoh meant, quote, let us act more knowingly than those who preceded us. At once, according to Exodus 1:22, Paro, Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, every son that is born, ye y'all shall cast into the river. Haman said, quote, Paro was a fool when he charged all his people, saying, every son that is born, ye y'all shall cast into the river, and every daughter, ye y'all shall save alive. Did he not know that the daughters would marry and be fruitful and would multiply? Yea, surely I shall not act so unknowingly. I shall, according to Esther 3:13, he said, destroy, slay, and cause to perish all Jews, all Yehudi, all Yidis, both young and old, little children and women, and Gog and Magog will likewise say, quote, fools were all the former who involved themselves in scheming counsel against Israel. Did they not know that Israel have their guardian in heaven, in Shemayim? Yea, surely we shall not act so unknowingly. First, we will make war against their guardian, and then we shall turn upon Israel. Hence, hear, it is said, the kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against Jehovah and against his anointed. Yitayatzvu malkei eretz v'roznim nosdu yachad ali Yehovah v'al mishko. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be he, will say to Gog and Magog, oh, ye your ratchet, your wicked, do you set yourselves to make war against me? Against I? How many battalions have I by me? How many angels of flame, lightning, and fire have I by me? And I shall go forth with them, and I shall fight beside them. Thus scripture says in Isaiah 42:13, Jehovah will go forth as a mighty man, like a man of war. He will behave himself mightily against his enemies. And scripture says also scripture says in Zechariah 14, verses 2, 3, 5b, for I will gather all Goyim nations against Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, to battle. Then shall Adonai go forth and fight against those nations, as when he fighteth in the day of battle, as when he fighteth in the day of battle. And Adonai and Yahuwah Elohai, Jehovah my Elohim, Elohai Haliyai, shall come, and all the holy ones, the Isle ones, with thee I. And what does scripture go on to say in verse 9? Yahuwah, Jehovah shall be king, shall be Melech, shall be Negus, even Negus and Negev, over all the earth. Malkei Eretz, the kings of the earth say, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Ninatika eta mosorotemo, we nashalika mimenu evotemo. Let us break their bands asunder, that is, the bands of tefillin, the tefillin that the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, wear upon their arms, and cast away their cords, that is, the cords of tefillin, the tefillin that the Bnei Yisrael wear upon their heads. Another comment on, let us break their bands asunder, that is, break the seven laws that were enjoined upon the Bnei Noach, the sons, the children of Noah, and cast away their cords from us, that is, the precepts concerned with such things as the booth and the festive wreath, precepts whose performance requires the interweaving of branches and that are therefore called, quote, cordings, end quote, in Leviticus 23 and 40. Thus also in the verse from Isaiah, Yeshayahu 2 and 3, and many people shall go and say, quote, come ye, come y'all, and let us go up to the mountain of Yahuwah, to the mountain of Jehovah, to the house of the Elohim of Yaakov, Elohei Yaakov, and he will teach us, teach I and I of his ways, and we, I and I, will walk in his path. The ways and path are the seven laws whereby the children, the B'nai Noach, the children of Noah, were bound. Yoshev Bashamayim Yitzchak Adonai Yilag Lamo. He that sitteth in the heavens will speak to them, I have set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. Yoshev Bashamayim Yitzchak Adonai Yilag Lamo. As a yidaber elemo v'apo u'abacherono v'abahelemo wa'ani na sakti malki al zion har kadshi. Rav Yitzhak Isaac Bar Hamma taught all the doings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, are in holiness, islandness, Kedusha. His speech is in Kedusha, holiness, islandness, as is said in Psalm 60 and 8. Elohim spoke in His holiness, His islandness. The praise of him is in holiness, islandness, as it said, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh is Yahuwah, Elohim of hosts, is holy Isla, as it said in Isaiah 6 and 3. His going is in holiness, islandness, as is said in Psalm 68, 25. The going of Elohai, Haliyai, Malki, my king, Nibuse, in holiness, Kedishna, islandness. The bearing of his arm is in holiness, in islandness. As is said in Isaiah 52 and 10, Yahuwah, Jehovah, hath made bare his holy, his isla arm in the eyes of all the nations, in the eyes of all the goyim, the nationality, the international community. His sitting is in holiness, in islandness, as is said in Psalm 47 and 9. Elohim sitteth upon the throne of his holiness, upon the throne of his islandness. He is glorious in holiness, in islandness, as is said in Exodus 15:11, who is like to the eye, glorious in islandness, glorious in holiness. Another reading of Yoshev Bashamayim Yitzchak. Another reading of he that sitteth Bashamayim in the heavens, the place of the celestial waters, will make them laugh. That is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make the heathen, the Gentiles, laugh in derision of one another. Rav Acha said in the name of Rav Samuel Bar Nachmani, there are four places in Scripture where Elohim, the true good, the true God, is described as laughing. One, in Psalm 2 and 4, Yosheva Bashamayim Yitzchak Adonai Yilag Lamo. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. Shah. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. Adonai, Adonai, shall have them in derision. Second place in Psalm 59 and 9. But thou, O Jehovah, shall laugh at them. Thou shall have all the heathen in derision. Third place in Psalm 37, 13. The wicked, the righteous, plotteth against the just. Jehovah shall laugh at him. And the fourth place in Proverbs 1, 26. Because I called, and ye and y'all refused, I also, in your calamity, will laugh.
ننتقى את מוסרותימו ונשליך ממנו עבותימו יושב בשמיים ישחק אדוני אל עגלמו אז ידבר אלימו ואפו ובחרונו יבהלימו ואני נסחתי מלכי על ציון הר קודשי אספרה אל חוק אדוני אמר אלי בני אתה אני היום ילידתיך שאל ממני ואתן הגויים נחלתך ואחוזתך אפסי ארץ תרועם בשבט ברזל ככלי יוצר תנפסם ועתה מלכים השכילו יווסרו שופטי ארץ עבדו את אדוני ביראה וגילו ברעדה נשיקו בר פן ינף ותובדו דרך כי יבער כמעט אפו אשרי כל חוסבו
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
Call in to hear the fuller full now or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. To hear the fuller full now.
now. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Bring forth the Bible! Bring forth the Bible! Bring forth the Bible! Bring forth the Bible! Bring forth the Bible!
Lama rakshu goyim al Yahuwah ve'al mshicho. Why do the heathen rage against Jehovah and against his anointed, against Mashiach, his Messiah? Elsewhere, this is what scripture says. The wicked are like the troubled sea, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. Ishayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah 57:20. V'harishayim akayam nigrash ki yahashikeit lo yukal. Why are you grishua me mayo refesh va'i? But the wicked are like the troubled sea. V'harishayim kayam nigrash, for it cannot rest. Ki Hashikate lo yukal, and its waters cast up mire and dirt. Wayika reshua me mayo refesh wati, like the sea whose mire and dirt are upon its shore, so the foulness of the wicked, of the ratchet, is upon their lips. Thus, like this, Pharaoh asked, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? Shemot, Exodus 5:2.
Vayomer paro, mi hova asher eshma'a bekolo le shalach et Israel.
And Pharaoh said, Vayomer paro, who is Jehovah? Mi Yehovah? Mi Yehovah? Who is Jehovah? Who is he who be, who he be? Mi Yehovah asher eshma'a bekolo le shalach et Yisrael, that I should hearken to his voice. Asher eshma'a bekolo, to let Israel go. Le shalach et Yisrael. Le shalach et Israel. Nishalach et Israel, that I should let Israel go. And when it is said of Sisera that for 20 years he mightily downpressed the Bnei Israel, for 20 years he mightily downpressed the children of Israel, Shoftim, Judges, chapter 4, verse 3. V'hua lachetza et b'nei Yisrael b'chazkah asrim shana. 20 years he mightily oppressed, downpressed the b'nei Yisrael,
Uhu lachetza et bnei Yisrael b'chazka esrim shana by mightily b'chazka. By mightily is meant blasphemously and revilingly, as is suggested by the verse, your words have been all too mighty against me, saith the Lord. Malachi 3:13. Here in KJV, King James, Malachi 3:13, it reads, your words have been stout against me, saith Jehovah. Chazku alai divrechem, amar Yahuwah. Your words have been all too mighty, all too mighty, stout. Chazku alai divrechem, amar Yahuwah. Yahuwah. Says he who be and Sennacherib. Sennacherib spoke foully. Not any of the gods of the nations ever delivered his land out of the hand of the king of Assyria? That the Lord should deliver Jerusalem out of my hand. 2 Kings chapter 18, verses 33 and verse 35. Hahat Elahit Eli. Elohe Hakoi Ish et Arzo Miyad Melech Ashur. Hath any of the gods of the nations delivered at all his land out of the hand of the king of Assyria? Hahat El Hit El Elohe Hakoi Ish et Arzo Miyad Melech Ashur. Who are they among all the gods of the country that have delivered their country out of mine hand, that Yahuwah, that Jehovah should deliver Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, out of mine hand? Me, the call Elohe ha'eratzot, asher hitzilu et ha'aretzam miyadi. Ki ayatzil Yahuwah et Yerushalayim miyadi. That Jehovah should deliver Jerusalem out of my hand. Ki ayatzil Yahuwah et Yerushalayim miyadi. And Nebuchadnezzar spoke foully. O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who is the God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Daniel, chapter 3, verses 14 and verse 15. Ane, Nebuchadnezzar, ve'amar, lechona, hatzadah, Shadrach, Meshach, va'ereda, enigo, Lelahaya la iatekona palachin ulez elema dahi evai di ti emeta la sagadin. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said to them, it is true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Do not ye y'all serve my gods, nor worship the golden image that I have set up? Now, if y'all be ready, that at what time ye y'all hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye y'all fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if y'all worship not, ye y'all shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God that shall deliver you out of my hands?
Kan Hen Ia Techon Ia Tedina Dia De Idana Dia Tisha Meona Kala Karna Masha Rokita Atrosa Shabka Pe Sanaterina Suma Ponya Zikola Zineya Zemara Tipa Luna Zi Tisigduna Lis Alma Di Avdeta Zi Hena La Tia Sigduna Baha Shaita Tita Remona Li Go Atuna Nora Yakidta U manhu elaha de ye sheza vina kon niya yadai. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? U manhu elaha deya ye sheza vina kon miyadai. Another comment on why do the heathen rage? The kings of the earth set themselves against the Lord Jehovah and against his anointed Mashiacho, his Messiah. Lama rakshu goyim. Why do the heathens, the nations, the goyim, why are the nations in the uproar? Why do the heathen rage? Lama rakshu goyim. Yitayatsvu malke eretz. The kings of the earth set themselves. They stand up. Yitayatsvu malke eretz. Ali Yehua. Allah Meshicho, against Jehovah, and against Meshicho, against his Messiah. Elsewhere, this is what scripture says. It is he that sitteth above the circle of the earth, and inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that bringeth princes to nothing, to nothing. That bringeth princes to nothing. Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 40, verses 22 and 23. Hayosheva alahuga haaretz v'yishoveha kachgavi hanotena Rogzi, Rosni, Le Ayin, Ha Noten, Rosni, Le Ayin. It is he that sitteth above the circle of the earth. Hayosheb, Al Chuga, Haaret, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers. With Yoshbeha. Kachigavim, that bringeth princes to nothing. Hanotein, Rosnin, Le'ayin. Therefore, whom do the wicked, do the ratchet resemble? Grasshoppers. Grasshoppers trapped in an urn, flinging themselves upward, only to fall down. So shall it be with the wicked, so shall it be with the ratchet. Rav Yehuda Bar Nachmani, Judah Bar Nachmani commented, after the generation of the flood, the next generation said, come, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach to heaven. Bereshit, Genesis chapter 11, verse 4. Vayomru, hava nivneh lanu ir ua migdala v'rosho vashamayim.
And they said, Vayomru, come, hava, hava, haba, haba. They said, come, let us build us a city. Hava, nibneh, lanu, ir, and a tower, migdal, with its top, with rosho, its head, with rosho, bashamai, with its top in heaven. Vayomru, haba, nibneh, lanu, ir, migdal, with rosho, bashamai. Ought not the next generation have profited from the experience of the preceding one? Yet, even in Hazaman Lavo, in the time to come, Gog and Magog will set themselves against the Lord Jehovah and against his anointed, Ali Yehovah, with Allah Mshecho. Only to fall down. Dawid, David, foreseeing this, said, why do the heathen rage? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together. Ali Yahuwah with Al-Mishicho, against Jehovah and against his anointed, his Messiah. Lama Ragshu Goyim Yita Yatvu Malke Eret with Rosanim Nosudu Yahad Ali Yahuwah with Al Mashiko.
Psalm 2. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. Psalm 2. Why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and he perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Trust in him. Trust in him.
מזמור ב' למה רגשו גויים ולאומים יהגו ריק יתייצבו מלכי ארץ ורוזנים נוסדו יחד על אדוני ועל משיחו ננתקה את מוסרותמו ונשליחה ממנו אבותמו יושב בשמיים ישחק אדוני ילעג למו אז ידבר אלמו ואפו, ובחרונו יבהלמו. ואני נסחתי מלכי על ציון הר קודשי. אספרה אל חוק, אדוני אמר אליי, בני אתה, אני היום ילידתיך. שאל ממני ואתנה גויים נחלתך. ואחוזתך אף שארץ. תרועם בשבט ברזל, תכלי יוצר תנפצם. ועתה מלכים השכילו, היבשרו שופטי ארץ. עבדו את אדוני ביראה וגילו ברעדה, נשקו בר פן יענף וטובדו דרך, כי יבער כמעט אפו, אשרי כל חוסדו, 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 חוסדו.
Ethiopia and the earth rightful ruler, and so I would really keep on rocking it to you. Yeah, now I would call this a history lesson, but it is not history, because history is always leaving out my mother, Mama Africa, Mount Zion High, the birthplace of the Queen of Sheba, the wife of King Solomon, who is the father and the mother of the Lion of Judah. Yeah, I'm telling it to you, straight and direct. Now watch out. Taparai Makonnen was a young youth, and him asked to see the Ark of the Covenant, for real. And the priest them and the Abuna was frozen, and them can't move. And the little youth Taparai walking at the Ark of the Covenant and speak with you, Selassie. Rastafar high and high and high. Now, we know say the earth's rightful ruler dwells in Mount Zion high, and the Pope of Rome represents Satan upon this earth. Chowas, I would tell you. Them I say the Pope never bowed to no man. Well, we have the picture, the Pope of Rome upon his knees in front of I and I Emperor El Selassie the First. Yeah! Rastafar high and high and high, for Zion high and high, as I would tell you. Now, when Mussolini was scheming with the Pope of Rome to hatch up with Hitler and invade the world and destroy everything, the first place Mussolini want go is Ethiopia, to take all of the artifacts of the church of the original people upon the earth back to Satan up in him Roman chamber. So I would tell you, well, this I really wanna truth, y'all, baby. Ba-do, 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 baby.
小 Willy 往哪出家 baby， 让巴都巴不得得。Now when France and England and Spain and the League of Nations sat idly by and watch as Mussolini gas bomb Ethiopia, raping I and I mother, murdering I and I father, destroying I and I children. What him a go do? Drop gas bomb, poisonous gas, shot people, killing people. I mean, I tell you, El Selassie, I go to the League of Nations and him tell them straight up, if you not fight for Ethiopia, these two will invade the rest of Europe and the whole of you will fall. And him prophesize World War II, and that is truth and rights. The Earth's rightful ruler, I tell you, said that. For real. 5 years in Ethiopia, man a fight with spears and knives upon nothing. And them a take weapons with them bare hands, fighting in ravine and gully. Independent Ethiopians, Mussolini never beat them down. For real. Now when the English decide to mix up and give weapons to El Selassie the first, it was too late. Too late for them. Babylon was ready to move, and Hitler and Mussolini destroyed Europe and wrecked the industry and wrecked the society, and they even bombed London, and they bombed the biggest cathedral in England, and the biggest church in England was burned to the ground. And Selassie, I tell them, said that them should have protect Ethiopia in the first place.
Psalm 2. Why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Trust in him, 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 trust in him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lama, why? Lama, why? Lama, why do the heathen rage? Lama, rakshu goyim? Why do the goyim rage? Lama, rakshu goyim? Why do the nations rage? Why are the nations in an uproar? Lama, rakshu goyim? Lama, why? Lama, why? Lama,
Why do the heathen rage?
Lama,
lama, lama, lama. Why? Lama, why? Lama, why do the heathen rage?
Lama, rakshu goyim?
Why do the goyim rage?
Lama, rakshu goyim?
Why do the nations rage? Why are the nations in an uproar?
Lama, rakshu goyim?
The kings of the earth set themselves. Yitayatsu, malke eret. The kings of the earth, the malke eret. Stand up, Yitayatsu. Set themselves, Yitayatsu, malke eret. And the rulers take counsel together, together. With Rosnim Nosudu Yahad. And the kings of the earth, kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together. Yitayatsu Malke Eretza with Rosnim Nosudu Yahad. Ali Yehoah with Al Mishicho, against he who be we be, against Jehovah, Ali Yahuwah, and against his anointed, with Al Mishicho, against his Moshiach, his Messiah, against Christ, even Christ in his kingly character. And here a Midrash note here, Mizmor Beit, Psalm 2, Gog and Magog, Israel's final combat will be with the combined armies of the heathen nations of the Goyi, the Gentiles, the international community, under the leadership of Gog and Magog. Refer to Yisrael and eschatology. Israel's final combat will be with the combined armies of the Goyi, of the heathen, the Gentile nations, the nationalities, the international community, under the leadership of Gog and Magog. Another comment on the wicked are like the troubled sea. Another comment on Viharishayim Kayam Nigrash. With Harishaim Kayam Nigrash. But the wicked, the ratchet, Harishaim, the ratchet ones are like the troubled sea. Kayam Nigrash. Ishiyahu, Isaias, Isaiah chapter 57, verse 20. As a wave rises out of the troubled sea and rears up as though to flood the whole earth, yet falls flat on the sand when it reaches the shore, so whenever one heathen nation and whenever one of the Goyim joins with another to harm the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, the Israelites, it falls before them. The heathen of the earth resemble the sea. As is said, the wicked, the ratchet, Viharishaim, are like the troubled sea, Kayam Nigrash. And the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, resemble the sands of the sea. As is said, the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea. Hosea 2 and 1. V'haya misapara b'nei Yisrael k'chola hayam. Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea. V'haya misapara b'nei Yisrael k'chola hayam. You find that Namru, that Nimrod, and his allies joined together to gather against Abraham, but they fell before him. For as scripture says, the night itself contended against them. Bereshit, Genesis chapter 14, verse 15. The night itself contended against them. Vayechaleka elehem lailahu. And the night itself contended against them. Vayechaleka elehem lailahu. And here, Midrash notes, Mizmor Beit, Psalm 2. In rabbinic law, Amraphel is taken to be another name of Namrud of Nimrod. See Genesis Rabbah 42 and 4. And here, for the night itself contended against them. Such is apparently the Targum, the interpretation, the Targum, intended by the commentator. In the Yehudi version we have, and he divided himself against them by night. And he divided himself against them by night. Vayechalek elehem laila hu. And the night itself contended against them. Vayechalek elehem laila hu. Abimelech fell before Yitzhak, Esau, and Lavan, and Laban before Yaakov, Paro, and Mitzrayim, Pharaoh in Egypt before the Bnei Yisrael, before the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, the Israelites, and the same is true of many others mentioned in Scripture. And in the Zaman Lavo, in the time to come, Gog and Magog will fall before the Bnei Yisrael, before the sons of Israel. Foreseeing their fall, David cried out, "Why do the heathen rage? The kings of the earth set themselves against Yahweh, against Jehovah, and against Meshicho, against his anointed, his Messiah. Lama ragshu goyim yitayatzvu malkei eretz v'roznima nosadu yachad ali Yahuwah v'al Meshicho. Why do the heathen rage? Lama ragshu goyim?" Rav Yitzhak Isaac observed, "When a man says to his friend, 'Why dost thou this or that?' his friend gets angry. Yet the righteous say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, 'Blessed be He,' 'Lama ragshu goyim?' Why do the goyim, why do the nations, the nationalities, the heathen, the Gentiles, the international community, why do the heathen rage? Lama ragshu goyim?" And Ha'el, the true good, the true God, and Elohim does not get angry, and the righteous are not punished. And why are the righteous not punished? Because they seek no boon for themselves. They seek no good for themselves, but only for the Bnei Yisrael, only for the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites. The people imagine a vain thing. The people imagine a vain thing. Ula umim yehigu rik. And why do the peoples mutter in vain? Ula umim yehigu rik. The people imagine a vain thing. Rav Aibu commented, all the raging of Harasha, of Harishaim, of the ratchet, ones, their wearying of themselves is in vain. As is said, the people labor for the fire, and the nations weary themselves for vanity. Habakkuk 2 and 13. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 13. Hello, hine me'eti Yehovah Tzvaot. Behold, is it not Jehovah of hosts? Hello, hine me'eti Yehovah Tzvaot. Is it not Jehovah of armies? That the peoples labor for the fire. And the nations, the peoples weary themselves for vanity. But the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, the sons of Israelites, they shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for trouble. Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah 65:23. Lo yigua la rika, loa yeladua la behalla. They shall not labor in vain. Lo yigua la rik, nor bring forth for terror. With lo yeladua la behalla, nor bring forth for trouble. With lo yeladua la behala. The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against Jehovah and against his Messiah, against his anointed. Yitayadzvu malke eretza. With Rosnima no Sudua Yahad Ali Yahuwah with Allah Meshicho. When the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, will come to HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, with complaints against their enemies, He will answer, I shall deliver them into your hands. Lamentations 3:63. I shall break their power, as it is said, God the Most High hath delivered thine enemies into thy hand. Bereshit, Genesis chapter 14, verse 20. And here Midrash notes, when the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, will come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, with complaints against their enemies. Here, Midrash note, refer to Lamentations, chapter 3, verses 55 to 63, the A part of verse 63. Here in Megillah, Echa, here, Lamentations. Lamentations chapter 3 verse 55. I called upon thy name, O Jehovah, out of the lowest dungeon. Thou heardest my voice, hide not thine ear at my sighing, at my cry. Thou drewest near in the day that I called upon thee. Thou saidest, fear not. O Adonai, Adoniai, thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. Thou hast redeemed my life. O Yahweh, Jehovah, thou hast seen my wrong. Judge thou my cause. Thou hast seen all their vengeance. and all their devices against me, against us. Thou hast heard their taunt, O Jehovah, and all their device against me. The lips of those that rose up against me, and their muttering against me all the day. Behold, thou, their sitting down and their rising up, I am their song. Ati Ashim Kai Yahuwa Nibor Tachitiyot, I called upon thy name. Ati Ashim Kai Yahuwa O Jehovah Nibor Tachitiyot, out of the lowest dungeon. Koli Shama'ita Ala Ta'ilim Aznika Li-ra-wa-chati, li-ra-wa-chati, thou heardest my voice. Koli shama'ita, hide not, al-ta'ilein, thine ear at my sign. Aznika li-ra-wa-chati, at my cry, li-sha-wa-chati. Thou, the eye drewest near in the day that I called upon thee, I, thou saidest, fear not. Karavta b'yom ekarayka, amarta alatira. Thou drewest near in the day that I called upon thee. Karavta b'yom Ekraika, thou saidest, Amarta, fear not, Altia. O Lord, O Adonai, thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul, thou hast redeemed my life. Ravta Adonai, rive nashi. Ka'alta chayai, O Adonai, thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. Rabta Adonai, ribe nafshi, thou hast redeemed my life. Ka'alta chayai, O Jehovah, thou hast seen my wrong. Judge thou my cause. Raitaha Yahuwah Avatati Shafta Mishpati, O Jehovah, thou hast seen my wrong. Raitaha Yahuwah Avatati, judge Shafta, judge thou I my cause. Shafta mishpati, thou hast seen all their vengeance and all their devices against me. Aita kola nikamatam kola machashivotam li, thou hast seen all their vengeance. Aita kola nikamatam, all their devices against me, against I. Kola machashivotam li, thou hast heard their taunt, O Yahuwah, O Jehovah, O He who thee we be, and all their devices against me. Shema'ita cherpatam Yahuwah, call a machishavotam alai, thou hast heard shama'ita their taunt a cherpatam, O Jehovah Yahuwah. Shama'ita cherpatam Yahuwah, all their devices against I. Call a machishavotam alai, the lips of those that rose up against me, and their muttering against me all the day. sisteak amai zeh hegiyonam alai kol hayom. The lips sistei of those of them that rose up amai against me, against I sistei amai weh hegiyonam alai, and they're muttering against I kol hayom all the day. Behold thou the I, they're sitting down and they're rising up. I am their song. Shiftama vekimatama habita ani ma neginatam. Thus, when the Bnei Yisrael will come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with complaints against their enemies, Lamentations, chapter 3, verses 55 to verse 63, A, he will answer, I shall deliver them into your hand. Hear, Aika, Lamentation chapter 3, verse 63. And hear, Midrash note, hear, Mizmor Beis, Psalm 2. The Midrash note here is that the word Managinatam or Managinatam is usually translated as their song. Managinatam. Ani managinatam. I am their song. So managinatam usually is translated as their song. Is taken here as a derivative of migain, the Hebrew migain, to deliver. Hence the reference to Bereishis, the reference to Genesis chapter 14, verse 20. And here in Aika, Migilat Aika, Lamentations, here we have Lamentations chapter 3, verse 63, the B part, I am their song. Ani maniginatam. I am their song. I am their deliverer. And here in the 63rd verse, second part, beginning here, 64th verse, thou will render to them a recompense, O Jehovah, according to the work of their hands. Tashiva lahem gemula Yahuwah k'ma'iseya yedehem. Thou wilt render to them a recompense, O Jehovah, O he who be who he be. Tashiv lahem gemula Yahuwah according to the work k'ma'iseya of their hands. Yedehem, k'ma'iseya yedehem. I shall break their power, as it said even in Bereishit, in Genesis chapter 14, verse 20. God the Most High hath delivered thine enemies into thy hand. Uvaruk el elyon asher migen azareka b'yadeka. And blessed be el elyon, blessed be the Almighty, the Highest. Uvaruk el elyon, who hath delivered thine enemies into thine hand. Asher migen areka b'yadeka. Thus there is the link between migen and Bereishit in Genesis chapter 20. O Baruch el Elyon asher migen
areka v'yadeka, and blessed be El Elyon, El Elyon, the Almighty, the Highest, the Most High, who hath delivered Asher Migain, who has Migain, Asher Migain, areka v'yadeka, thine enemies into thine hand. Thus the link between Migain and Bereshit, Genesis chapter 14, verse 20, and Managinatam, 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 in Ica, in Lamentations chapter 3, verse 63, Ani, Managinatam, I am their song, I am their deliverer, Ani, Managinatam, and Migain. Should it be reported to Adon Mashiach in Zaman Laro, should it be reported to the Lord Messiah in the time I were to come, a certain land is in rebellion against thee, he will say, let locusts come and smite it. As is said, he shall smite the land with the rod of his mouth. Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 11, verse 4. V'hikah eretz b'shevet yo, and he shall smite the land with the rod of his mouth. V'hikah eretz b'shevet yo. Or should it be reported to him, Ha'adon, Ha'moshiach, a certain province is in rebellion against thee, against the eye. He will say, let the angel of death come and slay, and so destroy it, so destroy it, as is said, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. Uvaruach sifatai yamita rasha, and with the breath of his lips, uvaruach sifatai, he shall slay the wicked. Yamit rasha, he shall dead on the wicked. Yamit rasha, uvaruach sifatai Yamit Rasha, and when the kings of the nations, the nationalities, the kings of the Goyi, the kings of the Gentiles, the international community, and when the kings of the heathen see how great is the affliction, they will come and bow down to Ha'adon HaMoshiach. They will bow down to the Lord Messiah, as is said. They shall bow down to thee with their face to the earth, and lick up the dust of thy feet. Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah, chapter 49, verse 23. Thus the link between Migain and Bereshit, Genesis chapter 14, verse 20, and Managinatam, 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 in Lamentations chapter 3, verse 63. Ani, Managinatam, I am their song, I am their deliver, Ani, Managinatam, and Migain. should it be reported to Adon Mashiach in Zaman Lavo, should it be reported to the Lord Messiah in the time I would come, a certain land is in rebellion against thee. He will say, let locusts come and smite it. As is said, he shall smite the land with the rod of his mouth. Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah, chapter 11, verse 4. Vihika eretza, v'sheveta piyo, and he shall smite the land with the rod of his mouth. Vihika eretza, v'sheveta piyo. Or should it be reported to him, Ha'adon, Ha'mashiach, a certain province is in rebellion against thee, against the eye. He will say, let the angel of death come and slay, and so destroy it, so destroy it, as is said, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. Uvaruach Sifatai Yamita Rasha, and with the breath of his lips, Uvaruach Sifatai, he shall slay the wicked. Yamit Rasha, he shall dead on the wicked. Yamit Rasha, Uvaruach Sifatai Yamita Rasha. And when the kings of the nations, the nationalities, the kings of the Goyi, the kings of the Gentiles, the international community, and when the kings of the heathen see how great is the affliction, they will come and bow down to Ha'adon HaMashiach. They will bow down to the Lord Messiah, as is said. They shall bow down to thee with their face to the earth and lick up the dust of thy feet. Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah, chapter 49, verse 23. Apayim eretz yishtachavu laka va'efar raglayich yelacheku. They shall bow down to thee with their face to the earth. Apayim eretz yishtachavu lak, and lick the dust of thy feet. Va'efar raglayicha yelacheku. Against the Lord and against his anointing, Ali Yehovah ve'al Mashiacho. Hear. Today, Psalm Mizmor Beit, Mizmor Beit, Mizmor Beit, Psalm 2. Here, the Beit verse, the second verse. Against Yahuwah Shahova, against he who be, who ye be, Ali Yahuwah, and against his anointed with Al Mashiacho. This was Korach. Korah, who murmured against Aharon, Aaron, the anointed, the Moshiach of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, the anointed of the Lord, because of the priesthood. Moses, Moshe said, if my brother Aaron had taken the priesthood on his own, you would have acted properly in murmuring against him. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, to whom greatness, sovereignty, and power belong, gave it to Him. Therefore, any man who sets himself against Aharon, Aaron, sets himself against none, no one other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, against the Holy One. Blessed be He. Hence, here it is said, Ali Yahuwah with Al Mashiacho, against Jehovah and against His anointed, against Mashiacho, His Messiah, His Christ. another comment on against Jehovah and against his anointed, Allah, Yahuwah, with Al-Mashiach. By way of the parable of a mighty man who lives in a certain land, an army about to invade the land, but fearful of the mighty man, took counsel, saying, "What must we do? Come, let us first slay the mighty man, and then fight against the land." Likewise speak kings and rulers of the earth. Likewise spoke kings and rulers of this earthly plane against Christ, Moshiach, in his kingly character, against the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, root of David, against Karamawi, Haile Selassie, Negus Negev, Ethiopia. Allah Yahuwah, we Allah Mashiachoah. Rav Berakayu, Berakiah said in the name of Rav Lewi, Levi, "Cursed be the wicked, the ratchet, who contrive dark counsel against Yisrael, against Israel, each one boasting, 'My counsel is better than thine.' Esau said, 'Cain, Cain was a fool, for he slew his brother Abel while his father was still alive. Did not Cain know that his father would be fruitful and multiply and would beget Seth? I shall not act so unknowingly when the days of mourning for my father are at hand. I will slay my brother Yaakov. I will slay my brother Jacob." Bereshit, Genesis chapter 27, verse 41. Vayomer Esau, b'libo, yikarevu yimeya evela avia, v'ahaga hepta Yaakov achi. And Esau said in his heart, Vayomer Esau, b'libo, may the days of mourning for my father be at hand. Yikarebua yimeya evela bi. Then will I slay my brother Jacob. We aharga heta Yaakov achi. And inherit his portion. Paro, Faro, Faron. Pharaoh said, Esau was a fool in saying, "Let the days of mourning for my father be at hand." Pharaoh said that Esau was a fool because he said, "Yikrevua yimeya velavia, may the days of mourning for my father be at hand." Did he not know that while his father was alive, his brother Yaakov, his brother Jacob, would be fruitful and would multiply? I shall not act so unknowingly. Under the very birthstools of their mothers, while they are yet newborn infants, I shall smite the children of Yisrael. I shall smite the children of Israel, the Bnei Yisrael. So in saying, let us deal wisely. Shemot, Exodus, chapter 1, verse 10. Hava nita hakama lau, come. Hava, let us deal wisely. Let us deal wisely. Hava nita hakama lau. Per-o, Pharaoh meant, let us act more knowingly than those who preceded us. At once, Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, "Every son that is born, ye shall cast into the river." Shemot, Exodus, chapter 1, verse 22. Kol habein hayildota hayora Pasha Lekuhu. Every son that is born, call Habain, Hayildota. Ye, y'all, shall cast into the river. Hayora, Pasha Lekuhu. Haman said, Paro, Faro, Pharaoh, Pharaon was a fool when he charged all his people, saying, every son that is born, ye, y'all shall cast into the river, and every daughter, ye, y'all shall save alive. Vayav Paro lekol amor lemor, and Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, Kol habena hayildota hayora pasha lekuhu v'kol habata tehayun. Every son that is born, y'all shall cast into the river, and every daughter, y'all shall save alive. Did he not know that the daughters would marry, would be fruitful, and would multiply? Yea, surely I shall not act so unknowingly. I shall destroy, slay, and cause to perish all Jews, both young and old, little children, and women. Esther chapter 3, verse 13. Le hashmid laherog ula beda etakola hayyudima min ara ve adazaken afa ve nashima be yom echada, to destroy, to slay, and to cause to perish all the Yehudi, Hayyehudim, both young and old, min ara ada zakein, little children, af and woman, with nashim, in one day, v'yom echad. And Gog and Magog will likewise say, fools were all the former who involved themselves in scheming counsel against Israel. Hear Midrash Note, Tanhuma, edited by Buber, and the Amor, literally here, with their counsel they sought occasion against Israel, with their counsel. So Gog and Magog will likewise say, fools were all the former who involved themselves in scheming counsel against Israel. All the former with their counsel, they sought occasion against Israel. They sought occasion against Israel. Hence, here it is said, the kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against Jehovah and against his anointed, against his Messiah. Yitayatzebu malke eretz v'roznima nosdu yachad ali Yehovah v'al Meshicho. But Hakadosh Baruch Hu, but the Holy One, blessed be he, will say to Gog and Magog, oh, ye y'all ratchet, y'all wicked, do you set yourselves to make war against me? Do y'all set yourselves to make war against I? How many battalions have I by me? How many angels of flame, lightning, and fire have I by me? And I shall go forth with them, and I shall fight beside them. Thus, like this scripture says, the Lord will go forth as a mighty man, like a man of war, He will behave himself mightily against his enemies. Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 42, verse 13. Yahuwah kagibor yetzei keisha milchamota yair kina ya ria hafa yat riach al oivayo ayita gavar. Jehovah will go forth as a mighty man. Yahuwah kagibor yetzei. He will stir up jealousy, zealousy, like a man of war. Keisha milchamota ya'ir kinah. He will cry, yea, he will shout aloud. Yari'ah hafa yatzariach. He will prove himself mighty against his enemies. Allah oibayo yita gabar. And scripture says also, for I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations as when he fighteth in the day of battle. And the Lord my God shall come, and all the holy ones with thee, with the eye. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 2, verse 3, and verse 5b. Ve'asafti et kol hagoy, ve'yatzah Yahuwah, ve'milchama bagoyim ha'hem. Yoma hiya lachmoa biyoma krav uva Yahuwah el hai kola kedoshim imak. For I will gather all nations against Yerushalayim, against Jerusalem, to battle. Ve'asafti et kol hagoyim Eli Yerushalayi la milachama. Then shall Jehovah, he be go forth, we Yatzah Yahuwah, and fight against those nations, those nationalities, we milchama bakoyi hahem, as when he fighteth in the day of battle. Kiyoma hi alachmoa biyoma krav. And Jehovah my Elohim, Yahweh Elohai Haliai, shall come. Uba Yahuwah Elohai, and all the holy ones with the eye. Call a kedoshim imak. And what does scripture go on to say? The Lord shall be king over all the earth. Zechariah chapter 14 at verse 9, where it reads that Yahuwah Jehovah shall be melech, shall be negus, even negus neges, king over all the earth. V'haya Yahuwah limelech al kol ha'aretz. And Jehovah he who be who he be. V'haya Yahuwah, and he who be who he be shall be. V'haya Yahuwah limelech, king al kol ha'aretz, over all the earth, over the entirety of the earthly plane. Wehaya Yahuwah limelech al kol ha'aretz.
Mizmor bet. Lama ragishu goyim ule umim yehegurik yityatsevu malche eretz verozenim nosedu yahad al Adonai ve'al Meshiho. Ninatteka et moserotemo, venashlicha mimmenu avotemo. Yoshev Bashamayim Yishak, Adonai Yilag Lamo, Az Yedaber Elemo Veapo, Uvaharono Yevahalemo, Vaani Nasahti Malki Al Tzion Harkochi, Asapera El Hok, Adonai Amar Elai, Beni Ata, Ani Hayom Yeliditicha, שאל ממני ואתנה גויים נחלתך ואחוזתך אפסי ארץ. תרועם בשבט ברזל, ככלי יוצר תנפצם. ועתה מלכים השכילו, היווסרו שופטי ארץ. עבדו את אדוני ביראה וגילו ברעדה. נשקו בר פן יענף, ותובדו דרך, כי יבער כמעט אפו, אשרי כל חוסבו.
Psalm 2. Why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the son, lest he be angry, and he perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him, 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 trust in him.